Celebrating the connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio, featuring your dream team, veterinarian Dr. Debbie White and groomer Joey Villani. And here are your hosts, Hal Abrams and Judy Francis.
Okay, here is the number. It is toll-free, 1-866-405-8405. And you can also ask your questions from the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android, as well as, I believe, directly from our website at animalradio.com. And the phones are ringing white hot today. There's a lot of controversy about pot for pets, whether or not they should have it for therapy, for medicinal purposes. And there's some brand new products on the market that includes derivatives of marijuana. We'll be talking to Dr. Katz. Is that his name?
Yes,
really?
It is. Dr. Stephen Katz.
Okay, he'll
Dr.
be on.
Your name, Dr. Katz.
What do you
it.
Know? I think he's going to be talking about dogs, though. Lori, what are you working on over there in the newsroom, the palatial Animal Radio newsroom?
Yeah, it just echoes with dog barking in the background. We're going to talk about this one couple who has just, they're heartbroken because they've lost their dog, Jack Russell. And they have done some really outlandish things almost trying to get their dog back and trying to, you know, get leads and find the dog again. So we're going to tell you what they've tried. You know, it's expensive things and if they've worked.
Okay, that's on the way. I'd spend just about as much as I could to find my animal if I got lost.
Oh,
so we'll
find
out what they did. I understand some pretty crazy stuff. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's go to the phones for your calls. 1-866-405-8405 for Dr. Debbie and dog father Joey Villani. Well, hello, Anna. How are you doing?
I'm very good. And how about you, sir?
Very good, thank you. You have such a cheery voice. Where are you calling from today?
Los Angeles, California.
Oh, well, that explains why you have such a cheery voice.
I'm trying to be cheery, but deep inside it's not because of my dog.
Oh, what's going on with your dog? Tell us.
Okay, so my dog is 15 years old and 6 months. He was born in November 2000 in Japan, and we had a wonderful bonding, and that was 2 years ago. My dog starts to have his thyroid, as per my vet. Then he told me that JJ is suffering from that kind of sickness, the thyroid one. Then, it comes to that point. I felt that it's getting worse, and he has his cataract, he has his arthritis, and he is limping sometimes. He is overweight and I guess 22 to 24 pounds. And lately, that was 2 weeks ago, he started 2 weeks ago, coughing nonstop during the evening and something on his last cough, a big abrupt from that cough, the last mm-hmm. one. Okay. So I said to myself and asked opinions from my other colleagues and my friends, why are you letting him suffer? And he mm-hmm. is already 15 years old and 6 months. And would you like to have that kind of suffering with him? So sometimes my first time to have a dog, and I don't want to.
Yeah.
I don't want to lose him because we had a great time together. We live in Japan, we live in Canada, and right now in the United States. And I feel so guilty. It's just like those kind of feeling I have right now. I don't want to lose him, but I should, because I love him, because I don't want to suffer. So that's why a continuous medication just to lead him up.
Sure. And Anna, I got to ask you, you say what your friends and your colleagues have said. Have you talked to your veterinarian? Has your dog been in for that cough? And did they give you an assessment and a recommendation on what they thought was going on?
No, not yet, but I have a schedule this coming Friday to the vet.
All right.
Because the vet told me he has his thyroid already, so he had his medication and everything. Then something happened that I thought it's only a kennel cough, but it's not. So it's getting worse.
Well, I'm gonna tell you a couple things here. So you mentioned off a list of a lot of medical conditions that are, you know, acquired throughout a dog's life, just like through people's lives.
Yeah,
you know, having cataracts and having a thyroid problem and having arthritis is those are conditions, and those can be treated effectively with medication. So those by themselves aren't really reasons that I would say, oh my goodness, you're being cruel, you know, that you need to put him down because of those conditions. But I do think, you know, this coughing is something significant that needs to be looked at.
Yeah.
Because in a dog of his age, there can be some serious problems that can cause that. Some of those we can intervene with and help. And I do think time is a bit of the essence here in an older pet.
Yeah.
If we have, you know, signs of, say, congestive.
He's scheduled this coming Friday to find out and what is it. And I'm gonna seek advice from the vet too. So what will be the best thing? So
exactly.
And once more, he got his cataracts and he cannot hear anymore. So I felt that my dog is not happy already. And sometimes I put him in my arms and sleep together. He just keeps on staring at me, even though this is not smelling at me, and put his paws on my chest.
Right,
so I'm just only a human being that I cannot let him go. But sometimes I pity him when I feel him some. He cannot breathe sometimes because of the coughing.
Right. So it is so difficult, I think, because when our pets are in these conditions or having difficulty with medical problems, you know, I think our instinct is we want to know, what would I want if I was in that situation? And our pets can't always answer for themselves in a verbal way, but we do need to look at some of the things that they do from time to time and what are their everyday activities. So for myself, I've counseled a lot of clients and pet owners through this type of process and deciding, when is it time to let go? When have we tried everything we can and we don't have a quality of life? And I've gone through this myself with my own pets as well. And it is a difficult process. But the things I think, there's basically kind of four criteria that I look at. And they're basic things. You know, is a pet continent? Are they mobile? Are they eating, and are they kind of enjoying the quality of life? Do they retain what they used to do? So a lot of those things we can help. You know, I had an older dog that pooped in the house. I cleaned up after him. I provided areas where it was sanitary, where if he did mess, that I could keep it clean and away from the rest of the home. You know, I had a pet that couldn't walk well, so we assisted her outside. We had tools to kind of help her get around. And those kind of things you can manage, but certain things like a lack of an appetite or losing kind of their joie de vivre, you know, their interest in doing what they used to enjoy. If your dog has enjoyed playing ball or watching the mailman come to the door or getting belly scratches, those are the kind of things, the subtle things that we really need to take into consideration when we get to the end of life discussion, to really look at everything as a whole, because we can try to support those medical failures, the pets not getting around, you know, anti-vomiting medicines, appetite stimulants. But if we don't have what used to make your dog and the joyful bond that I can tell that you've had through these years, then that's really more so than when I have other people telling me it's time to put a dog to sleep. That's when people say, you will know.
Yeah, I'm in the middle of decision right now if I'm going to let him go, but it's painful. I can't do it. So we're leaving this next week, going to Canada, because so that my parents will saw him at last glance before he loses and everything. So I don't know yet. So it's still hanging on there. So I just need only of course, when I hear your radio station, I said to myself, maybe I'm going to give a try so that I can be calm too as well. That's why I'm just going to get this kind of opportunity. And thank you very much for listening to me.
Absolutely. My thoughts go out to you and your baby. And definitely, this is where a veterinary professional really can help you kind of fill in those blanks when it comes to what we can or can't do from here forward.
That's why, for me, I don't know yet if I'm going to let him sleep or not, because my feeling is a go, no, something like that. Because I know that my dog is just like putting his paws on my chest, and I know he cannot see, but smelling on me. I don't know what is it all about. So I don't know. I feel guilty. I just felt so guilty about it.
No, you shouldn't. I mean, this is the end of life decisions for pets. I mean, that's how you really show your love. It really is. I firmly believe that. Your pets have given us so much through their lifespans. It is the final way we can give that back.
Yeah, and the bottom line is, he's no longer dancing anymore. He doesn't. I felt that he's not happy anymore. Mm-hmm. So that's why I pity him.
Well, Anna, all of us are putting our arms around the radio right now, and we are just giving you a big hug, and we're with you. As fellow pet lovers, we know what you're going through, and we're thinking of you.
Anna, our heart is heavy for you. I hope the vet will shed some information and let you know exactly what the status is of your dog. Anna, thank you so much for calling today. Toll free, 1-866-405-8405 to reach out to the Dream Team right now.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.
People say less is more. At Red Barn, we think less is better. It's what you won't find that sets our natural premium pet food apart. No byproducts, no corn or soy, no fillers. Just the natural ingredients your pets need to live the healthy life they deserve. Look at the label. We want you to. Red Barn Naturals Pet Food. Simply the best. Find it in your local pet specialty store. Red Barn canned food for cats and dogs is grain and gluten-free.
I am the family dog, and it's that time of year again. The one where pet parents start looking for Fido-friendly hotels and destinations where Fido is welcome. Make no bones about it. Pets are part of the family, and we like to sniff out new places too. And we hate to be turned away, especially when we're on our best behavior. So we won't be left out in the cold. Be sure to pick up a copy of Fido Friendly Magazine to find the best hotels and destinations where Fido is always welcome. Go online to FidoFriendly.com and subscribe today.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
At GEICO, we've been innovating car insurance for over 75 years with forward-thinking ideas like online quotes and the GEICO mobile app. And to prove it, we'll play one of our first radio commercials from 75 years ago.
By Jiminy, GEICO could save you money on your car insurance, which is what we'll be doing over 75 years from now. Who knows, maybe with some sort of application that's accessible on a futuristic handheld device. We'll call them online quotes.
See? Forward-thinking.
GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
Hey, everybody, this is Kenny Lee Lewis from the Steve Miller Band. Just want to tell everybody out there on Animal Radio, thanks for loving your pet.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.
It's Animal Radio, celebrating the connection with our pets. Here is the toll-free number, 1-866-405-8405. Don't forget you can also ask your questions from the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android, thanks to those folks over at Drs. Foster's and Smith. It's a free download. And in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you where to put your cat poop, because apparently there's some people that are putting their cat poop in the wrong place.
Is it just cat poop? Because, you know, dogs poop too.
Well, in this particular case, I think we're talking, and correct me if I'm wrong, I think we're talking about kitty litter, and I think people are taking it and they're putting it down their toilet.
There are some other animals that use litter.
Okay, so if you have any one of these animals that uses litter, you want to be listening up, especially if you're dumping it down the toilet, because there's more things that could go wrong than plumbing problems. And we'll find out about that in just a couple of minutes right here on Animal Radio. Also, Dr. Stephen Katz will be joining us, part of the proliferation of cannabis treats and hemp treats.
Therapy.
You say therapy?
Yes, he's not calling them treats. It's not just a treat.
It's a therapy. It's like a medicine?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Therapeutic benefits from
for your dog.
Yes.
Or cat? Or is it just dog?
I think it's just dog.
Okay, we'll find out in just a few minutes. He's going to tell us why you should be feeding your animals this marijuana derivative and what it's good for. I always thought that pot was dangerous for the animals, so I'm going to ask him. That's going to be my first question or my second question. Because I have a list of questions.
Are you hungry, too? Do you have the munchies out?
What are you working on over there? I noticed there are no animals in your studio today. What's up with that?
Oh, you're wrong. Parker did sneak in a
Parker's
little while
in there?
Ago, but he's sleeping. He's usually rubbing his head on the microphone, but he is sleeping now. We're going to find out. You know, it is incredibly more and more often people are saying, you know, you're feeling guilty if you take your dog for a ride in the car and they're not secured somehow with a restraint. Now they're saying that, you know, some of these restraints, not so good. So we'll tell you really what the bottom line is on that and some of the things you need to look for.
I'm always thinking about our animals and if they should be restrained and what kind of restraint to get for them. Because, you know, if I came to a sudden stop, they'd be a projectile. They'd go flying through the...
When we grew up, we didn't wear, you know, we rode in the back of pickup trucks.
Yeah.
We didn't wear seatbelts. And now that's totally changed. And you never even see dogs really in the back of trucks anymore. So it's a different world.
You know, I've used a seatbelt for Boss, and it
really
saved him from getting throttled into the, a short stop that I did, and he could have hit the dashboard. It's certainly not probably the best seatbelt out there, but it was something, and it served its purpose, and I was really glad to have it.
Now, was it designed for animals and for dogs? The seatbelt?
Yeah. So it's a harness that fits into the seatbelt assembly, and high impact. I don't know how great it would have been, but this kind of small, like almost near fender bender, it really did save him from getting scared, getting hurt, and I think we really need to push for more study and
definitely.
Yeah, you know, you always say something is better than nothing, but I think there actually are some products that could really be harmful in an accident. Mm-hmm.
This is what Lori's going to be talking about in just a few minutes, because if you have a seatbelt for your animals, no matter where you got it or what brand it is or how safe you think it is important that you hear what Lori has to say, because it's some revealing news about your brand of seatbelt guaranteed on the way.
So much for quiet, huh?
Yeah. You want to go to the phones, doctor? Let's do that. Toll
yes,
free,
please.
1-866-405-8405. Hey, Mark, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
What's going on?
Well, we got our little girl, Joey. She'll be 7 years old in a couple of months, and she's a long-haired gray domestic. And lately she's been, furballs come up once in a while, but lately she's not chewing her food up. We've got her on a Purina indoor formula. She's an indoor cat, and she always comes out of good health with all her checkups and everything, but she's not chewing it up this... It's shaped like little M&Ms, and they'll come out whole, you know. We're wondering what we can feed her, switch her to.
Is she? You said she's been checked out by the veterinarian. Did she go to the vet recently?
Yeah, for her annual checkup.
Okay, because for me, when I hear that Kitty is kind of vomiting up the food, the first thing is she's eating it, but she's just not really chewing it. She's just swallowing it as it is, right?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So now there are some different shape distinctions cats have, and food manufacturers for dries, they try to figure out the right shape that is most appealing. The truth is that some cats don't really chew all the shapes the same, and some will just really gulp it. And this is why some cats with no teeth can effectively eat dry food, because they don't always really spend a lot of time masticating it, if you will. But if your kitty is vomiting, I'd say, this diet may not be a bad diet, but it certainly would be something I would consider changing. The first thing I always start with a kitty that's vomiting a food is, it's reasonable to try a diet change, sometimes going towards more of a hypoallergenic variety, rather than just saying I'm going to brand B, C, or D down, the grocery aisle. So with that, I would see your veterinarian, make sure we have a good checkup. We might want to get some basic tests done, because in some cases, vomiting is really more than just about diet problems. It can be about something else kind of going on inside. So I wouldn't want to miss something of that magnitude and that importance. So that would be my little commercial to see your vet and have more done than just that physical exam, because as good as we are, we can't always tell everything by looking. So we do have to rely on those clues, those tests, if you will. But the other part of your question is, what can you feed? You know, and there's actually a whole new thought in cat nutrition that's really going out there. And this is totally different than what we learned, you know, 10, 20 years ago in vet school. I'm not really that old. I'm just saying, people. But the new mentality with cat nutrition is that we're actually looking at canned food as a good thing for a couple reasons. We know that it gives cats more opportunity to drink and take in more fluid. And most times, you know, too many of the dry foods are really high in carbohydrates, and we really want a more protein-rich food with a lower carbohydrate content. And that sometimes the canned foods really fits that really well. And sometimes things like fiber really aren't going to be all that helpful, especially if we're having a constipation-type problem in some kitties. So while the hairball formula sounds like a great idea, I think I would probably consider even going to a canned variety, something that has lower fiber, higher in protein, lower in carbohydrates, and gives your kitty a more opportunity to drink, and see how that goes. But really, I would definitely, if I had your baby here in front of me, I'd probably poke her with a needle, draw some blood, and maybe shoot an x-ray of her belly, making sure there's nothing really awry that shows up on there. How's that for like a whole prescription there, Mark?
Perfect. I got it all scribbled down. We were kind of thinking maybe a canned food would be a better way to go.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 1313 to checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 1313.
Ready to make a big statement? Vistaprint has the customizable signs and banners to say exactly what you want to say, as big as you want to say it, starting at just $9.99. Trade shows, grand openings, huge sales, and gala events, nothing's too big. Just go to Vistaprint.com to begin designing today. And if you need help or have questions, our design specialists will work with you to make sure you're 100% satisfied. To get this deal, go to Vistaprint.com before June 5th and enter promo code SIGNS. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code SIGNS.